At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Just moments ago, Hannah put her heart out on a plate because that's what we do. Here on the Brett Maga Show, we share the ups and the downs. And Hannah had shared that she's in a new relationship with her new man, Julian, and we all celebrated yesterday, but that popped up a lot of questions about the dog that she shared with her ex and opened up about that. And one of the reasons we do what we do, we share our lives with you, is because I think that's how you establish trust. I think that's how you have real friendships, and we consider the people that listen to the show our real friends. They're not just like fans or anything like that. They're like our friends. Like, they are friends of the show. We consider you listeners and a big part of what we do. And to prove that what we do actually matters, because sometimes we forget, we're just like in our studio sharing our lives and crying and talking to you guys. There's those moments that it happens. And AB had one of those moments. And I honestly feel like AB forgets that anyone listens to the show more than anyone else.
I was literally just going to say that. I never think anybody's listening but, like, my parents or my sisters.
AB will be on a regular basis. Like, guys, like, no one's going to call in. No one's listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have zero listeners. We're like,
people call in every single day, and I'm still like, oh, wow, they're listening. Like, that's crazy. But so this was an awesome reminder specifically for me, but I was at a concert with my sisters, and this girl, Scarlett, came up to me. And she was like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. I love you so much. I listen to the show every day. You were literally famous to me. And I was like, whoa, that is so weird to hear. I was like, that's crazy. She's like, I follow you on Instagram. I love musicals. I'm going to Dear Evan Hansen, which is my favorite musical of all time. And it seemed like she knew that. And she said that this past year has actually been a really hard year for her. And her dad had gotten sick, and then he actually passed away. Oh, and something she had to look forward to every single day was listening to our show.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And I was just like, that is the craziest thing to hear.
Hannah, does it make you feel, I don't know, the word better I'm going to throw out there, but I don't know if the word better is the right word, but does it help with knowing that you just put your heart on a plate and shared this story that I think you dreaded telling everyone on the air, you dreaded talking about it, but knowing that those hard shares are what people resonate and connect with?
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel comforted. Like, I know I'm never alone, and my main goal in sharing all this stuff is that, like, I hope it helps someone else in their journey. So, AB, like, how you helped Scarlett and the show helped Scarlett, like, you know, get her up out of bed every day or whatever, that does give me a lot of comfort. Hopefully nobody, and hopefully people learn lesson, don't ever get a dog with your
before you're married. Yeah. I do, like, sometimes you do forget that anyone's listening to that we actually make a difference. But, like, one of the things I asked my wife, who's a mental health therapist, years and years ago, I'm like, I'm just, like, good with people. Like, I like to talk with people. I like to get to know them. I'm generally curious about people. And I love to listen. Like, I actually listen. I'm like, I don't think that's like a real job. And she was like, yeah, you can do that in radio, and it can make a difference for people. You can help people escape. You can be there for them. You can relate to them. And Scarlett, not only did she say, like, we helped her, but stories like that help us.
Yeah.
It's a great reminder to us, because we think literally nobody's listening. So thank you so much. That happened to me when I was on the 4th of July. I texted you guys.
Yeah.
But I was on the 4th of July. I walked in with my kids to go to Starbucks. Hadn't even said a word, just the power of social media. The lady in line, I'm like 2 hours away from home. The lady in line turns around and goes, I listen to your radio show every single day. I know your kids. They're the sweetest thing ever. I'm like, that is so cool. And my son goes, my dad talks about me on the radio.